Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. A little more with Greg Dowd of NCBA. We're back in just a moment. Hey, neighbors, this Saturday, the 12th of April, the Grass to Grid Bull and Female Sale featuring the genetics of Collins Cattle of Frederick, Oklahoma, and Griswold Cattle of Follett, Texas. The sale to be held in Follett, Texas on the 12th, 12:30 in the afternoon. They'll have Angus, Maine Angus composites, and Sim Angus composite bulls to be sold, 100 of them, along with 100 commercial black bred and open fancy heifers. For more information, 1-800-975-6313, 1-800-975-6313.
Hustle into springtime with your favorite Hustler mower, available now at your local Hustler dealer. Test drive your Hustler mower at the dealership or at the Southern Plains Farm Show at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds, April 17th through the 19th. Register at the dealership or the Southern Plains Farm Show to win a free Hustler mower and ask about our 6 months no payment 1.9% financing. Still the best, Hustler, the original zero turn mower with a lifetime warranty on the deck and frames. Hustler, the original Z.
Greg Dowd, Chief Economist, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, joining us today as we talk about the beef business and the competing meats that we are facing right now. Lots of poultry and lots of pork.
What you're seeing today is all this pork that we're producing is a result of a collapse of the Canadian pork industry because they didn't have the risk management elements in place up there, and the value of the dollar, the Canadian dollar, appreciated. It really caught them up there, and we're importing that industry down here. That's one part of it. We're not liquidating sows here. What's shocking is you see the latest hog and pig report. So we've got so many pigs around here that they've got to eat something, and they're eating corn, and we're burning through corn here even more rapidly than we thought we were going to as a result. And so far, no sign of sow liquidation. That is going to put enormous pressure on both the poultry and the beef sectors. So you've got a situation where we're going to have to really figure out how to get lean and mean in these feedlots. And I've seen several pieces today that everybody is saying, unfortunately, that, you know, there's one place it'll give on the beef side, and that's the price of feeder cattle. The way we do this in this country is you have a finished product and a fed steer, and you have two raw materials that go into that, the price of an 80% corn ration and the price of a 700 or 50 or 800-pound feeder steer. And if the price of that corn goes up, the price of that feeder steer has to come down.
Feeding capacity, I mean, are we going to see some feedlots have to, you know, be consolidated or cut back? Or, I mean, there are a lot of pressures on that segment.
We've lost money in those feedlots 34 of the last 48 months. You tell me what's going to happen in the feedlot sector. That doesn't take a rocket scientist. These guys are about at the end of their rope here. In the coming weeks and months, and you're going to see a lot of concern about what's going on in our cattle feed and feedlot sector. It's really been tough on them here.
And obviously for the guys that are selling feeder cattle, that's not going to be nearly as easy a situation either.
Well, it's hard to say. You know, we still have to have some of that. And you know, good calves are still going to be good calves. You know, seasonally, you know, we're going to see very likely a situation here where it could get tough for a while. But, you know, one could also make the point we get some export markets rolling here. We get these hog guys to take, you know, back down here a little bit. Maybe by fall we could be okay in a manageable situation. But I'll be very frank, and I mean, based upon what I can see today, this isn't any great prognostication, but we're beginning to talk in the cattle industry about how do we deal with $5 corn in pretty much a permanent fashion.
NCBA's Greg Dowd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, neighbors, this Saturday, the 12th of April, the Grass to Grid Bull and Female Sale featuring the genetics of Collins Cattle of Frederick, Oklahoma, and Griswold Cattle of Follett, Texas. The sale to be held in Follett, Texas on the 12th, 12:30 in the afternoon. They'll have Angus, Maine Angus composites, and Sim Angus composite bulls to be sold, 100 of them, along with 100 commercial black bred and open fancy heifers. For more information, 1-800-975-6313, 1-800-975-6313. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.